Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I am mad at you now. I don't care.
No, you will.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time, and we welcome in the two gentlemen who will be interviewing Steve Kerr today at 5 o'clock.
I can't wait.
Willard and Dibs. Guys, how you doing?
Yeah, I mean, doing well. We actually were just back there in the green room, and we scripted our first 15 questions. And,
like you guys always do.
And stuff, you know, like Shanahan and stuff. And I've got a little something for you, Steiny, a little bit later, because you always were wondering, like, Shanahan, opening drives, how does he do? And I today actually did a deep dive in the morning on that and a number of other things, so I'll have that for you
a little
bit later
it.
In the crossover.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Will, we started the show. I did with you, making sure we were okay. I get home. I open some mail, and it's the lovely Willard family, you and Christy and the kids. Steiny, I tell Dibs, I send a thank you to both of you. Crickets.
Yep. You do know Bird won three straight MVPs,
hey,
right?
There's something going to be delivered here that's going to send
ahead,
you
Mark.
Over the top. But go ahead, Mark. We're good, right?
You pull up the text. What time?
8:52.
Okay. So it's almost 9 o'clock at night on a Monday.
Yes.
And you, I don't want to bore the listeners. Yeah. Do you remember the whole school board thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the vote was last night.
Oh, you don't got to say.
The meeting was hot, heavy.
I got
We're both there at the meeting.
But
you
feel
guys,
better now.
Were you the Steelers or were you the Dolphins?
Definitely the Dolphins. But we knew we were the Dolphins. It was more like the Raiders. Like we knew when we showed up.
Oh, boy.
About to get up. Yep. Kicked. So, yeah, it was a fait accompli, but people wanted to make sure that still say your piece and express your concerns and also show your support for those who are people who are going to be losing jobs here. There's students who are
hate to hear this,
like, you know, like their whole world is changing.
It's heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, by the time we got out of that,
I feel that
text came while we were in there. Neither one of us had dinner. Everyone rushing home. To kids and life and pets and things. And so, yeah, I didn't get a chance to hit you back. So, anyway, thank you for saying that.
No doubt. Thank you for sending it. And I'm going to be real. I've been around a few blocks. I'm from the hard streets of Union City, California.
Yeah. Yep.
As I get older, I'm getting wimpier. I'm crying at movies like by myself. I'm like, why am I crying?
But
I'm getting more sensitive. Like, you didn't respond. And I start the shows. They didn't know. Like, you didn't respond.
Yeah.
I got to do something. I'm getting too sensitive.
Dude, get used to the tears because we've been watching the Taylor Swift Eras documentary
Disney
on
Plus.
Netflix.
Oh, you going Steiny on me.
Disney Plus.
Whatever. I don't even know anymore.
I was going to be like, my daughter made me buy Disney Plus.
Did you tear
for that?
Dude,
so she better be on Disney Plus.
So she comes out at the end of the tour and she gives bonuses.
Yes.
She gave out $192 million in bonuses.
No joke.
To her staff.
Come on.
And
how big
dancers,
is the staff, by the way?
Probably 100 people.
Okay, so you think everybody got seven figures?
The dudes who drive the truck, they got $100,000.
That's incredible.
So you're the
now
truck driver.
Like
you're the truck driver who just sits there, and then they load up the truck, and you drive from Hamburg, Germany to Berlin.
Here's your check. I appreciate you.
And then there's one dancer that they have who is a very large, plus-sized African-American, and he's awesome. And I'm sure she gave her dancers each, $2 or $3 million apiece. And so I'm watching this, and he's crying, and the boy's like,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
His life changed.
If it makes you feel
any
better.
But I call you the Tupac at the station, yeah. And you're crying over
not
the
not as hard as I used to be.
Wow. Don't look at me because, like, I was born this way. Like, I've been doing that since I was 11. So, don't look at me.
Real me cry.
Yeah.
Did you drop a tear last?
Yeah.
Sleepy-noid on the chat. Well, basically, the Warriors just give out paychecks, too.
Right.
Good point.
I mean.
Good point.
What did you make of what's going on with Lacob's comments?
And who shared, I'm trying to remember who shared that on our thread about Jimmy being Robin and that person who's
that
like.
That was
Lucas,
a nine.
Lucas I mean, shared it, but it was a tweet from a rando.
Yeah, right. That was a nine.
Yeah, he's
man.
Robin. He's I robbing him of $60 million. Yeah. And I gave it a five. I would have given it a nine, but I don't believe in that. But that was amazing.
And
so.
Stoney and I discussed it. I am sitting here literally waiting for Nick Friedell to ask Jimmy that question just to see his response. He's not. I don't expect change, but the response. We've gotten a response from Steve Kerr, from Slater, asking. They got video asking about the email, and he just president, mm-hmm. What did you think of that, the email?
Well, it made me want to do an exercise with everybody, starting with you two.
Desire.
Well, I heard you guys. I think the poll, when you read that, and we should mention it again so people know what the hell we're talking about. But, yeah, there's an email that a Warrior fan sent to Joe Lacob, and apparently 2 minutes later he responded. The original email, Dear Joe, please do something about this team. What does Steph need to do every night to win? Drop 50. Team is in need of a real second option. Jimmy's tools are being underutilized because he's playing as a power forward due to small position players. Mm. We have no center. I'm so frustrated. Joe responds, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem. Joe sent from my iPhone.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Except, just run this through.
Okay, go ahead.
Because everybody wants to pick apart each sentence.
Like a category.
Style of play and the coach. the coach's desires on players. That one really gets everyone. Now do this exercise. What if at the bottom, instead of it, Joe Lacob, it said Jed York? Or it said Greg Johnson? How would you feel
about
it?
We'd say they're meddling.
Exactly.
But he wasn't. Somebody reached out and asked a question.
I'm sure that they all get emails. They're the owners of the teams. So that my mind goes to, do you sports fans, do you want your owner thinking that way?
Okay, can I start first?
I think he's on it.
Yeah, I think he's earned it.
I'm working on league trends.
He's tech study during our show. I think he listens to the station.
He's a smart man.
He knows what's out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dibs, it took everything in his being to wait this long, but he responded knowing it would get out, and I respect him for that.
I mean, I don't respect or disrespect him for that, but what he's done is he's put himself right back into the middle of it where, he talks about the league has changed, and he even talks about, a little bit of an opaque mention about, the coaches like players in a certain way. So he's kind of like throwing people under, and then he comes back with, I'm going to fix it. And I was talking to Willard about this before, Steiny, and you can appreciate this. The idea of I, me, mine versus we, us, and ours. Like that whole approach of I, me, mine, or we, us, ours, it goes a long way toward speaking to how an organization, a family, a group approaches what they're trying to do. Because it feels to me like Joe Lacob is more of the I, me, mine. I am going to fix it. This is about me. This organization is mine, even though he only owns about, whatever percent. He's the majority owner, but he's not the owner, etc. And that's where it kind of hit me about the Joe Lacob part of this, where it's I, me, mine, and he kind of threw Steve under the bus, and Dunleavy like, no, Mike. I'm going to fix it, Mike. And that to me is a little bit alarming.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously running the show, and I think a lot of times he says we, but there's no doubt he's running the show, and everybody knows that. If one guy emails me, I might respond, I'm working on it. as opposed to we're working on it. If it's a one-on-one conversation.
Now, but if the email was like, hey, what's going on with your station? Like, the morning show, your show, Willard and Dibs, you wouldn't say, I'm working on it.
No.
You would say, you know, I'm going to do what I do. Eh. And then, I mean,
but he would
I don't
be
even
out
know
of
how you spell that.
Real quick to say he's working on it when he's not the PD.
No, if but if, PD it, was a, got if that it was an and email said, about your show and like, hey, you know, you and Guru, you seem to do too much Warriors. Yeah. Like, how about you mix in some A, B, and C? He could say, well, you know, I'm working on it because he's the driver or whatever.
Yeah, right, right.
But when you're Lacob and you're like, I think, talking about Kerr and who he's playing and you're talking about how you're going to fix it, that rings a little bit hollow to me.
And it's a unique situation, sports ownership, because he's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants.
No doubt.
He's the owner. But there are very few businesses where the person in charge who runs the whole outfit actually is seen as not knowing what the hell's going on with the industry. And I'm sure some do more than others. And I don't, you know, I don't think Joe is like a basketball dummy. I don't think that. I don't even know exactly. Maybe he's a damn expert, but I don't think that in general that's comforting to fans when the owner is like, "I'm on it, I'm on it." And by the way, it's complicated because you know the coach, coach thinks a certain way about certain. It's just like whoa, and Joe, it doesn't land that crazy with people because they've won rings.
I used the word, but, you and I yesterday, personal, and we differed on that. In any crazy way, because Joe's the boss to me, do you think this was premeditated to where he wanted these answers to get out?
No, I don't think that. That's getting into a little bit of a conspiracy thought.
But why respond then?
I don't know.
I mean, that's who Joe Lacob is.
Yeah. That's how
I mean, it just really is.
And when you respond in 2 minutes, that suggests to me that some sort of an emotional cord was hit.
Right.
Because you have 1,000 emails and you responded to the one that's on. Yes, and we know that. And that's why Joe's a good owner. Mm. How would you feel if it said Jerry Jones at the bottom of the email?
I would respect it because I know he cares. He messes up, but he cares, and Joe does.
Yeah,
but, and I think Joe is tired of being quiet.
But aren't you tired of Jerry making football decisions?
Yeah, no doubt.
And talking about it on the radio every week?
No doubt.
Okay.
But he's won a title, what, 2022?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get it. He's won. He's Joe. He's a great owner. He puts his money where his mouth is.
So you wouldn't have responded if you were Joe. You'd have just said, hey, we're working on it.
I don't know what the hell I would do if I were a billionaire owner.
See, I like, think I would have did what he did.
Yeah, probably. I it's not that like he did something wrong. It's that is it a window into the larger approach of this entire operation?
Yes.
And is, as a fan, is that the way you want it? Do you want your owner, quote, working on it?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean, I would say, and we probably knew this already, because they're 13-14, but I do think that email back or text back tells me they acknowledge they got bigger problems than 13-14, I think.
Yeah.
And I think when I saw that, my first thought was, boy, I guess Kerr might be a part of this whole thing that they're trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? This whole thing?
Not like
the problem?
Well, just that. So right now, Draymond Green is under contract next year, but he can opt out. Steve's not under contract next year. And I think that's what I'm saying may be an issue in all this. If they're starting to talk about direction, if they're starting to talk about playing time for certain younger players, then Steve is in the middle of it, I think.
I agree with that. And that absolutely could be going on.
Yeah, and I heard you guys earlier about, man, when Willard and Dibs get in, I listened almost the whole show today. You guys were awesome. But like, when Willard and Dibs get in, we got to ask him about, will Steve be back next year? Because Steiny was like, I don't want to say hell no, but you were.
I don't think so.
I think it's on his terms. Whatever he wants to do, it's his
and
call.
And we're going to have him on at 5 today, and we won't ask him because he'll say that he doesn't know, and he's going to wait and see, like he
and
said.
And you already have.
All along.
I remember
his
answer.
Exactly. And just based on the way this is going right now, I would lean toward the no. And Steiny was like, oh, he might be coaching somewhere else. I don't think that he's going to coach anywhere else next year anyway. If he leaves, I think that he goes more in the Bob Myers mold. And that's what this whole thing has me thinking about. Bob Myers, where Bob, I do think that he kind of got to a point where he's like, enough of your calls all day and all night. I want a break. And so Bob took a break and he did what he did. And, you know, he went to Washington in the NFL and he went to ESPN. And I think that that's more likely what happens with Steve.
So you think, you don't think he'll coach in the NBA other than the Warriors?
Not next year and probably not ever. I don't think so.
I wouldn't say not ever at all. I would say somehow my feeling is that he wouldn't coach another team while Steph is still playing.
And I think he's going out with Steph.
Maybe. And I'm sure that in a perfect world they hope that, but it's not a perfect world. But I could see him coaching another team, but I doubt it while Steph's playing.
Look, this team's been good to us, and I love everybody involved. This dynasty from Steve Fizziak, remember him on the call back in the day?
Oh, my God, Fizz.
And Albert, I remember those days. So
Kenny
I say
Albert.
That before I go here, I'm just being real because I love this organization. And I don't want you tell me, you three, if I'm making more out of it than I need to. But I'm watching. We talked about the great Raymond Ritter and the video of Slater asking Steve Kerr about the email. Steve says and acknowledges, yeah, Raymond told me about it. And I just thought to myself, Daryl Johnson from the Yoon. So did he have to deliver Raymond to Steve the intent of what you might read and perceive it to be when you read coach's desire? So I'm thinking, like, is this just small, or for Raymond to have to explain to Steve maybe what Joe's intent was?
I mean,
then I'm like, oh, this could get tricky. And if I'm any coach and I hear my owner say coach's desires, I'm like, that could be among a fan base that are not, you know, let's just say happy right now, that could turn into something that nobody wants.
That certainly could be the case. My guess, though, is, and just so like listeners all realize, before any of these press conferences, the PR person's job is to sit there with the coach and be like, here's what you're probably going to get asked about.
Pentagon with the press.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Remember when Kyle Shanahan had to read all the lip reading stuff from Jimmy Garoppolo?
Right.
Oh, these plays suck. And everyone did lip reading gate. And, that was how Kyle answered. He's like, yeah, the PR person just showed me this video now.
I remember that.
Because they want, it's like, hey, you're going to get asked about this, so be prepared. I think that's all.
All right.
Ritter's like, you're going to, so there's this email, and it was from Joe. Be prepared, you're going to be asked about
this. What are you asking exactly?
That we're asking about the email from Joe Lakers. Yeah.
No, I think that part of it is it was a modus operandi, if you can't, you know, because
that's
he's
Latin.
Just going to go in.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
No.
I think that's a normal MO.
All right.
And that's what MO stands for. So go ahead and educate the room and the audience. I like that.
Now spell it.
Modusoperandi. Yep.
I have no idea if that's right.
Give him a ding, Randy. Okay. Give this man
Granny's second
his ding
for me today.
Oh, gosh.
He ain't dumping Larry.
What was the
Larry.
First one?
Oh, yeah, because Dib's got something for you.
So we had 11. There's this picture of 11 players
in
real NBA
quick,
history.
I got to tell that Willard's not in. He don't like that. Those photos and you list and all that.
No, it was Lucas. Lucas really didn't like it.
Okay.
You didn't see the AI picture of 11 studs and two got to go.
Kareem, Bill Russell, Kevin Durant.
I haven't seen it.
Tim Duncan, Magic Johnson, Bird, Shaq, Jordan, Curry, LeBron, Kobe. You have to take two out.
I had
which
Bird
clearly
out.
They did on purpose. Because KD, to me, does not belong on the list.
Almighty does.
He just doesn't.
Can I see the list again?
Yeah.
Show him the picture if you can. Yeah.
The picture's amazing.
Yeah.
And, God, I wish it wasn't AI, but it has
go
to be.
Go ahead and
right
deliver now. The bad news to Steiny, who you would take off, Dibs. We talked about this.
Stolen by DJ. Pass to Bird.
Okay.
That's
Bird
is the other one.
Shaq. Bird
not
and Shaq.
Not KD?
No. KD is a unicorn. Guru's right. He's 6 foot 13, and he...
Randy, you listening?
I mean, he did things that... Larry Bird, great career, but he was absolutely... hobbled by injury. If he would have played five more years,
Steiny,
you know what? Steiny, you know what? He got carried by three other Hall of Famers. DJ, stolen by DJ, and McHale, and Parrish. KD did it on his own here in Golden State.
I think I'd get rid of both of them. Does that help?
So those would KD be your two?
Bird.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do I need KD to be a unicorn scorer when I've got Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, and Tim Duncan? Why do I need Kevin?
Well, you're not building a team.
Yeah. What? Just like, two got to go, Will, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I sent Magic and Bird home.
No, Magic stays.
Wow.
He's special. Yeah.
Magic and Bird.
How can you split up Magic and Bird?
That's a whole. They saved the league. I love both of them.
That's a whole era.
But as far as
Magic and Bird.
I couldn't make a distinction between those two.
Well,
also.
Magic is more special, more unique. And I hate that because you can't be more unique.
I got you.
Yeah, like and just the show. This is a show.
Magic but it's Johnson. Designed to cause friction. Because now they got singers, they're doing it with actors. Who's getting up for Michael Jackson? Hey, right.
How many of them played? If I get rid of KD and Bird, how many of the remaining, what'd you say, nine? Yeah. How many of them played for the Lakers?
Kareem.
One.
Kobe.
Shaq. Kobe and Shaq.
Magic. Great. LeBron,
Kareem, Kobe, Shaq, Magic.
LeBron.
Oh, yeah, LeBron.
Damn.
Yeah.
Most of them is the answer. Most of them.
Man.
Stop. Stop it.
Steph, the only warrior. Well, Russell.
You're on the 10-second timeout.
You don't get to decide that.
That was only 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, tune into the show. I'm always on 10-second timeout.
That's a lot more than that.
Did you hear Spencer out Thursday? Personal reason.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll ask Steve. But I mean, personal.
I miss watching him play. That's all.
I mean,
by the way, that's personal. Go.
There, look at you. I give you a three.
Yeah, I mean, we probably won't ask it, but I think Steiny, you might have said it earlier. Like, it's probably not a bad thing when you're trying to like preserve his 50 games. So yeah, if you have a day that you need, take the day, and you know we're gonna go ahead and use you down the road as a thing. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be more than a day.
Could be. Yeah.
I mean, they could shelve him for 3 weeks if they want, and then be able to use him whenever they want.
That's what they're doing with Will Richard.
What were your thoughts on that? And if you're Will, I know you're a rookie.
He's a two-way guy, right?
But I'm shocked.
Is he a two-way guy?
I don't think he is.
Will?
But yeah.
No, I think Will's
he's just great.
A guy.
He got a contract.
Yeah, he's a guy. But we did the whole like Warriors Survivor thing. It must have been last week going into the weekend. Like, who's going to sit?
I missed it.
You know, he said Kuminga. I thought Kuminga would have played, and now he hasn't played in three straight. We both agreed that Seth would sit, and with no Horford, TJD had to play. But I didn't think that Will Richard would sit, and now, you know, it's kind of where he is, you know?
Think we'll see him Thursday? Just your gut?
Which one?
Richard.
Probably because no Pat Spencer.
Well, yeah. There's
probably that'll open up. Maybe he grabs Pat's minutes. That'd be my guess.
What time you got him today? 5, Coach Kerr?
5 o'clock. And Friedel's at 3:15. Okay. So we'll get the newsy side and then we'll go inside the building.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think Kerr's going to give something up today.
What do you mean?
I think he's going to...
Like his job?
No.
Okay.
No, like I think even though there's ebbs and flows to every season and he knows it's ups and downs and blah, 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 I think he's going to acknowledge that they're in a precarious spot and that there's like maybe there's a lot on the table.
It is one of those moments that feels like there's a lot going on.
It does. No doubt.
It feels like there's a lot going on.
But what's a lot on the table? Like, what can they, what do you mean by that? Somebody could be moved?
Yeah, but that's not solely what, I think Steve Kerr's contract situation is part of it.
Wow.
I don't know how big. Yeah. You know, Kuminga's obviously a big issue with the, within the team. But I also think now the veterans are getting questioned. You got to maybe it's time we got to start talking about some of the veterans. Nice. You know,
last time we did this, you won the award. Remember, Steve gave you the best question of the group award.
Oh, that's right.
So, what question would you like to ask?
That's great.
We can make that happen for you, Steiny. So, if you
a little pressure,
okay.
That subject you just brought up, if you were to draft a question around it, what would it be?
I would say something like,
it's 2:11, so he'll come up with something fast.
That's
although,
a four.
Although technically you've been in this situation before without a contract for the following year. We must acknowledge times have changed. Could there be any negative aspect to the fact that you're not under contract next year? In a team building sense,
you criticize Guru for his length of question.
Could there be any negative?
That was one.
To the aspect that you're not under contract for next year in a team building sense.
Correct.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Actually, I'd probably reword that.
How'd you like to reword it? I can edit,
but it would be along those lines. Okay. Along those lines.
And then Steve, you have no contract. Is it affecting your ability to team build? How about that, Steiny? Just cut to the chase, Jamar.
How about...
I have no idea.
Steve, did we lose you?
But do any of us feel like if that was his answer, that, like, I don't think that would be sufficing like that. That doesn't explain it. Just his contract status leading to not knowing what the rotate... You know what I mean? It's on the players. I get that, Dibs, but man...
I wonder, is there more going on than the rotations?
God, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It feels like big, big, big yes.
What comes to mind real quick as he gets out of here?
Well, as far as what's going on?
Minutes?
Oh, well, yes. Relationships.
Yeah.
Relationships. Agendas.
Wow.
System. Fit.
You could go
because Lacob did mention the style of play. That was wild. Give me that category.
You could go about it this way, but I don't think it would work for you because you're more steady than me. But I'd be like, Steve, no way you're coaching next year here, right?
You coaching?
I mean, there's no chance, Steve. Come on, Steve. No chance, right?
Are we heading for a Weber Nelly with Kuminga and Kerr? And that's what I. As you guys were doing your show today, I was thinking about that 30 years ago where Weber...
Broke my heart.
Weber, I won out. And Nelly, fine, you leave. And then he got fired 4 months later.
So you had
neither Weber nor Nelly.
You guys had an interesting conversation earlier today about that whole idea of what do you do with a player that doesn't want to be there? Like, to me, it's a non-starter.
So you're with me. You got to go.
Gone.
Yeah.
And both organizations deserve to be criticized. Now we're talking about Ayuk.
Yeah.
Deserve to be criticized for the fact that they did not listen to what they knew in the moment.
Wow.
On both Jonathan and Brandon. Because they could have really got something for those guys.
And my million-dollar question for Brandon is, what did they do to change, that turned you off? They gave you everything to me. Just, I would love to know that. What did they do for you to want out?
I thought about the timeline today where he kind of holds out or holds in, and then they draft Pearsall, and then he finally signs, and then he gets hurt, and he misses the rest of the year, and then they go ahead and sign DeMarcus Robinson. They re-sign Juwan. They draft Jordan Watkins, and now he's trying to rehab, and he's thinking, you already got about 5 or 6 receivers, and I'm trying to get healthy.
But none of your caliber. You played with Debo.
I do think that he was in his feelings. Shout out Drake.
Yes. I think it would be worthwhile to go back and look at the exact timeline of all that kind of stuff.
That's kind of the way it went.
They paid him.
That's so soft, if that's what it is.
You said that yesterday.
That's so soft.
After you got paid.
In the NFL, you're mad because you drafted someone at my position?
I got to agree.
That's so soft.
And they paid you.
Nick Friedel, 3:15.
Yep.
And then Steve Kerr, 5:00. All right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
I had my Niners stat for you. Never mind.
All right, tomorrow.
All right. No.
Well, never.
No, it's gone.
It's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.